Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine a place where, you know, every single second literally matters for life and death decisions.
That's right.
That's pretty much the reality in a bustling medical institution like AIIMS, the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Delhi.
A major hub, established way back in 1956 by an act of parliament.
Yeah, and it stands as, well, a real pinnacle of healthcare excellence in India.
Absolutely. It's a massive facility, 710 beds, I believe.
That's right, 710 beds, and it's huge, one of India's largest, most esteemed hospitals, serving over 2 million patients every year.
Wow. And it's always been a pioneer, right? In medical education, research.
Exactly, biomedical research, and of course, critical patient care. Which brings us to the core issue. So even an institution like AIIMS faced a, well, it seemed like a simple issue, but with enormous consequences, life or death stuff.
Okay.
They were really grappling with significant challenges from their existing network
The
infrastructure.
Wi-Fi, basically.
Yeah, the wireless network. Our sources reveal, and get this, an initial 45% failure rate in wireless connections.
45%.
Yeah.
That's incredibly high.
It is, and it directly contributed to about a 2-second increase in wait time for critical data.
2 seconds. Again, sounds small in isolation, but in that
In a
context.
hospital, that directly impacts urgent patient care, a big problem.
Yeah, what's fascinating here, I think, is how foundational technology, like just having a reliable network, it underpins pretty much every aspect of modern medical delivery.
It really does.
This isn't just about, convenience, is it? It's fundamentally about patient safety, operational efficiency, especially when you consider that something like 92% of healthcare institutions saw better performance through digital transformation.
Right.
And in a place like AIIMS, you've got what, over 50,000 patients coming in daily, plus 15, 20 medical devices connected just in one ICU. Those network limits were a serious hurdle.
Absolutely critical. So,
Yeah.
given these incredibly high stakes, our mission for this deep dive is to explore how a made-in-India Wi-Fi solution managed to transform one of India's largest hospitals.
Turning those delays into seamless care.
Exactly. Turning those life-critical delays into seamless, efficient care. How did they actually solve a problem where every second truly matters?
That's a great case study.
Okay, so to really understand how AIIMS pulled off this remarkable turnaround, let's dive into the specifics, the technologies they actually deployed.
Right.
Can you walk us through the core components of this made-in-India Wi-Fi solution? What made it so effective for such a demanding environment?
Absolutely. So the cornerstone of the solution involved deploying what are known as Wi-Fi 5 access points.
Wi-Fi 5.
Yeah. Now, for our listeners, Wi-Fi 5, it's a standard designed for, well, faster speeds and significantly higher capacity compared to the older Wi-Fi version.
Which you definitely need in a hospital.
Oh, absolutely crucial for a high-density environment like that with thousands of devices all trying to connect. But, it wasn't just about picking the Wi-Fi 5 standard. The implementation was key here.
Implementation. And part of that was this incredible 80% reduction in investment costs you mentioned. That sounds almost too good to be true, especially for a big upgrade like this.
It does sound dramatic, yeah.
Were there specific hurdles or unique aspects of this made-in-India solution that allowed for such savings, or was it purely the tech itself?
That's a great question. And no, it wasn't just magic. The cost reduction came from a mix of factors, partly the Made in India approach itself, and partly the efficiency of the technology.
Okay, how so?
Well, by using an indigenous solution, AIIMS could tailor the deployment much more precisely to their actual needs. They could avoid, unnecessary bells and whistles or the vendor lock-in that often drives up costs with big international suppliers.
I see. More control.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Plus, these specific Wi-Fi 5 access points, they offered increased energy efficiency. Devices could adjust their power use dynamically.
So lower running costs, too.
Right. Contributing to long-term operational savings. And a big one.
Yeah.
Fewer access points were needed to cover the same area.
Yeah.
That reduced the upfront hardware costs right off the bat.
Fewer APs needed. That makes sense for saving money. So, okay, beyond the cost, what specific features within this Wi-Fi 5 solution directly tackled that critical 45% failure rate and that 2-second delay we talked about?
Okay, this is where two key features really come into play:
OF.
OFDM and MU-MIMO.
OFDM and MU-MIMO. Let's break those down.
Right, so OFDM, that stands for Orthogonal Frequency Division Multiplexing. Bit of a mouthful. But basically, it improved reliability significantly. Think of it like this: instead of sending all your data in one big stream that's like easily disrupted,
Okay.
OFDM breaks the data into lots of smaller, more robust streams that transmit simultaneously on different frequencies.
Ah, so if one gets disrupted, the others might still get through?
Precisely. It made data transmission far more stable, especially in a hospital high interference environment. You've got all sorts of medical equipment potentially creating signal noise, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that tackles reliability. What about MU-MIMO?
Right, MU-MIMO. That's multi-user, multiple input, multiple output.
Okay.
This was absolutely crucial. It allowed the network access point to communicate with multiple devices, medical monitors, tablets, phones, simultaneously.
Instead of one at a time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Before MU-MIMO, the access point might have had to essentially take turns talking to each device. That creates bottlenecks and delays, especially during peak times when everyone needs data now.
Which would directly cause that wait time issue.
Directly. MU-MIMO prevents those bottlenecks. It ensures seamless, uninterrupted access to that vital patient data. Huge impact on those critical wait times.
Got it. So, having explored how these Wi-Fi 5 solutions powered by technologies like OFDM and MU-MIMO really revolutionized EMS's network, let's just recap the profound impact here.
Yeah, it's significant.
The transformation, it wasn't just about, you know, better network performance, though that was key. It also brought about that remarkable 80% reduction in investment costs.
Huge savings.
And significantly increased energy efficiency. But I think most importantly, it ensured that seamless, uninterrupted access to critical patient data.
Which is the bottom line in healthcare.
Exactly. Directly improving healthcare professionals' decision-making and ultimately patient outcomes. And we're talking tangible results here. A 3x reduction in the number of access points needed for the space.
Covering about 3,000 square meters, yeah.
And a 2x reduction in network congestion. Just faster, more reliable data all around.
And if we sort of zoom out and connect this to the bigger picture, this AMOS case study, it really underscores the critical role of having robust, secure, efficient digital infrastructure, especially for meeting what hospitals call a quadruple aim strategy.
Right. That's enhancing patient experience.
Improving health outcomes, reducing costs, and enhancing the clinical experience for the doctors and nurses.
All four are key.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it makes it clear why the whole wireless healthcare market is just set for significant growth. The numbers are staggering, expected to rise from, what, USD 137 billion in 2023 to over USD 340 billion by 2028.
Wow. So this isn't just about one hospital in India. It's really about the future direction of healthcare globally.
It really is.
So what does this all mean for you listening or, you know, for the future of critical services worldwide? I think this deep dive really shows us that a few seconds, even just a percentage point of network reliability, can be the fundamental difference maker in these really high-stakes environments.
It truly can. And, you know, this raises an important question, I think. If transforming network reliability can have such a profound, genuinely life-saving impact in a medical setting like AIMS, how might similar kinds of technological upgrades transform other sectors, other areas where precise timing and seamless data flow are just as critical?
Like what?
Well, think about disaster response coordination, air traffic control, transportation networks, maybe even high-frequency trading in financial markets. It makes you wonder,